Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... This is the my third attempt at a quiz slash podcast attempt with it's using a New Scientist article from the 8th of September 2018. And the concept here is to use a bit of study theory together with trying to maximize the cognitive rehab ability for me. I have to actually remember my questions a lot, a different type of memory. I have to actually think and concentrate, so that's good for me. And it's also quite insightful because you can actually see that I'm just reading the article just as an average person asking the question. So the article we have here is, have we got social media all wrong? That's an article about that by Tom Chivers. And my two quiz questions is that the use of mobile phones and social media is being claimed to reduce sexual activity. True or false? The second question is that there's two types of data. There's data where people fill in forms about how much they use mobile phones, and the mobile phones themselves tell a story. Which is the actual FaceTime or whatever it is. Screen Time. It's an app which measures how much it's used, how often you check. Now, the correlation is between the self-reporting results and the screen time results is the correlation A, strong, B, moderate, C, weak, D, negative. Those four, A, B, C, D. So that's strong, moderate for B, C is weak, D is negative correlation. So we'll go through here and read this article. We are really bad at knowing how much we use social media, a study has found. This could undermine claims that social media use affects our health because studies on this subject nearly always rely on self-reported surveys. David Ellis of Lancaster University, UK, and his colleagues looked at 10 widely used surveys for measuring screen time, which asked people how often they use their phones and how problematic they consider their use. They compared 280 people's responses to those surveys against objective data gathered by Apple's Screen Time as an app. This feature measures how much a person uses their iPhone, how many minutes they are on it, how often they pick it up, and how many notifications they receive. The researchers found that the objective and self-reported data were largely unrelated. One statistical measure suggested at best a weak to modest correlation between self-reported and objective data. The best test scored 0.4, the worst scored 0.13, where 1 is total correlation. Overall, and this means that knowing how much someone thinks they use their phone tells you little about their real activity. This doesn't mean that self-reporting, on which most smartphone research is based, is completely useless, says Ellis. But it does mean that grand sweeping claims about the effects of phones and social media have on mental health are probably not based on good evidence, he says. That's a very nice way of saying it's rubbish. For example, the results of self-reported surveys have been used to support claims that increasing smartphone use is causing more teenage suicide and a drop in sexual activity. It's good that someone is checking this, says Peter Elchis, who researches the effect of video games at Bath Spa University, UK. Well, there you go. I'd love to be at that university. I'm from Bath Spa. Self-reporting is also limited accuracy in other areas, such as measuring diet and exercise, but people tend to be less critical of claims that smartphones are affecting mental... Oh, okay, so you've got not smartphones, you can... Because they tie into our pet theories, says Eccles. Okay, so we've got a bias. Self-reporting can be useful if you're doing basic science, says Andrew Pilewitzki, an experimental psychologist at the Oxford Internet Institute UK, whose own research often involves self-reported data. Okay, well, he's... But if you're out there saying stuff like, don't give teens mobile phones until they're 15, or if you're the health secretary wanting to use age verification software to limit kids' social media time, on this basis of these estimates, that would be bad. So he's got... Self-reporting is useful because I've got my job, but don't use it for a practical thing. Ellis agrees. If you're making claims about how it ruins lives, or if you're going to change policy or give advice to parents, you need to be sure your measurements are as good as they can be, he says. A further question is what self-reporting surveys measuring... What are they measuring if they don't align with real behaviour, says Brittany Davison, University of Bath, UK, and another author of the study. Now, what the heck... Oh, it's... Okay, I'd just reading that, I'd say, if there's two authors, why are you only speaking to one? It's just a bit weird. But, yeah, it's just that self-reporting is completely ridiculous, isn't it? But I suppose what the correlation was were people overdoing it or underdoing it. So the first one was the correlation between... So the first question is, I think it was this, do people believe that mobile phone use reduces sexual activity? The answer to that is true. That is true. That is actually believed that it's believed to reduce sexual activity. The other thing was that you've got the self-reported and screen time. Data, is it a strong correlation? No. A, no. B or C is moderate to weak. I have to give you B or C. It's not D, it's not negative. So it is finding that people who report they've got strong mobile phone use, it's you have a negative correlation where it's actually opposite. So the people have to, I don't know whether negative is actually appropriate here, but if you can have someone actually doing the opposite of strong mobile phone use, if it's really strong and it's really weak, and the people who report really weak are very strong, if that's completely opposite, you can actually get a negative correlation coefficient, i.e. that so you can get, you can imagine two axes and the data points start to look, so they're coming line, that's one. If they start to look as a sort of like a random blob all over the place, a circle, the points, data points, you know, the data points corresponding self-reporting versus self-reporting on the x-axis and actual real time on the y-axis. If it's a circular blob, that's zero. But if it's a line going the opposite direction, that's a negative correlation. You can get an equally strong, interesting negative correlation. So the strength of the correlation is what scientists are afterwards, and it doesn't cause... Correlations say that there's correlations. You can't actually get a causality out of it. However, there are these chicken-and-the-eggs methodologies that you can actually run the data through and actually say A causes B rather than B causes A. Or you can actually do a lot of things. In fact, I read a lot of education articles, and I was saying, these people just don't know statistics. They don't know... you can do causality analysis. Just out there. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.